The location is still being kept under wraps. Visitors are practically sworn to secrecy. But the site making archaeologists swoon is a plot of sandy ground within sight of Lake Mille Lacs, the sun on this day flooding in through a thin cover of trees. The dig itself looks unimpressive at first, just a few meters across and inches, not feet, in depth. Tim Thunberg is on knees and elbows at the edge of the action.
I've never seen anything even close to this exciting on a prehistoric site. It's just amazing.
Thunberg, a 10-year veteran of such digs, is spooning dirt from the hole. With a small paintbrush, he scrubs the surfaces of several long, unmistakable, curved teeth. The teeth are deep brown, like the earth that holds them. Once you realize what you're looking at, you start seeing them all over the place. David Mather is lead archaeologist on the project.
We realized at one point that we had more than four canines. A bear only has four, so we knew we had more than one bear. And we hadn't found any bones other than the skull. There weren't even any vertebrae. So we knew that we were onto something really special.
Something, Mather figured, like a site excavated in the early 70s at nearby Lake Onamia. That dig, at what's now known as the Crace site, revealed more than 30 shattered and jumbled bear skulls at the edge of a burial mound. But as members of Mather's crew widened the dig, they found not crushed remains, but one of the clearest prehistoric ritual sites uncovered to date.
Let's go over here and let me get something to point with. These are teeth, and here's the fangs, and then here, here, maybe here, 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 and here are bear skulls that are aligned up and looking, they're all looking into the feature, into the pit. So when the pit was dug out, they were lined up right there, you know, along the edge.
You can't see the skulls in their entirety. The workers have cleared off only the top few inches. So what's visible are the sharply ridged crowns all pointing inward. There's something in the sight that makes a visitor glad for daylight. As for the pit, what it was for, what might have been in it, Mather won't venture to guess. Neither will Dr. Guy Gibbon, the U of M archaeology professor who excavated the Crace site back in the 70s. Gibbon says though such well-preserved sites are rare, caches of bear skulls have been found from Scandinavia to Siberia and across North America.
Animals were intermediaries, used by various groups to communicate with past ancestors and the spirits, etc. Beyond that, what the ceremony was like and what its purpose was for, unfortunately, we don't really know.
Gibbon believes this site, estimated at 1,000 years old, was the work of people who eventually became the Dakota. In the 1700s, the Dakota were chased out of the region by the Ojibwa, but that antagonistic history didn't keep the Mille Lacs Ojibwa from contacting the Dakota immediately when the site was discovered. Mille Lacs cultural specialist Elise Ani says, in fact, the Dakota will have the last word about what happens next at the site, whether there's any more digging, for example, or whether it's simply reburied and allowed to rest.
Of course, Mille Lacs Band is working with the Dakota people, Minnesota Indian Affairs Council, the Historic Preservation Office from the Historical Society, working together to gain more knowledge of one specific site is a big, large achievement in itself.
Archaeologist David Mather says while he'd like to know more about the site, actually removing pieces would be difficult to do without destroying them. He says archaeology often overlaps into other realms, and when that happens, it's best to go slowly, if you go at all.
You know, if I never find anything again, that's okay. this is amazing. It means more than I can say to be able to be here and to see it and learn something from it, but it's not the remains of somebody's meal. It's bigger than that. It's our responsibility to be respectful of it.
Dakota tribal leaders are still consulting on how to treat the discovery. A decision is expected before the end of the year. Leif Enger, Minnesota Public Radio.